Hello and welcome to the dreamscape. So I had a very poor sleep. I woke up during night, but I had some things. So I had met a puppy that I bonded with. It didn't seem like it had a home, so I made sure that it bonded with me so it would stay around, so it could follow me home. And then I found another puppy, and then I was like, it's lost too. I tried to get it to bond with me too, but then it didn't bond with me and it ran away. And then I realized it had an owner. And I was in a place that was kind of like wrecked. There was like wreckage everywhere, and there was also a murder that happened. So here's what happened. I get notified of murder, but it's a close friend of mine, but it's either, it could be like three people that the murder was, right? And like, I'm technically within the list of suspects because I'm close to the individual, but it could also be the best friend, or the other friend, or me. And there's like a whole story that unfolded from this, because I go into the room and the friend, she effectively told the entire story. She effectively said a story where that lined up everything. Like, she was completely lined up to do it. She was completely in the situation in which the person died. The thing is, I guess I freaked out, and then I kicked down the door of the room that she was in, because she was still in the room of the person that died. She was just still there with the dead person on the ground. And then, like, I go and I prove it, and then the thing is, well, now there's a broken down door, and now everybody's paying attention to the broken down door. And then now they're looking at fingerprints. Well, I'm the guy that's on the fingerprints. But the only reason why I broke down the door was because it was dead. And then, so it's like, now I'm in the attention spot. So it's like, I guess I could say that I broke down the door and do that, but I don't know if I was in a space to. I was still trying to figure out what was happening. I also woke up in the middle of the night. I went to bed roughly around like 1, and I woke up at 3:30 in a cold sweat, because I had to go to the bathroom, and it was rough. I gotta deal with some stuff, head to bed at a consistent time, wake up on time. So yeah, that's it. Nothing happened. I feel like an interesting thing and a noteworthy thing happened within this dream, but it feels like it's out of my touch to be able to obtain it. But that's the one thing. I had the two pets. And the first one was like a black lab. The second one was like a golden retriever. And the dog would like lick my face and it was a cute dog. And it was funny because it was like in like a dangerous open space, you know, it's like there's not a lot of like places and you're just like, oh well, this cute dog, right? So I gotta keep a dog for a bit, which is nice. But that's that was my dream for today. That was my journey in the dreamscape. Have a good one.